Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll have a great visit with Marlo Lewis. Marlo Lewis Jr. is a senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Marlo, tell us about CEI.
Well, the Competitive Enterprise Institute is a free market, public policy, nonprofit organization, and we are celebrating another year tomorrow, Thursday night, is our annual dinner, and we work on issues from technology to energy to labor
regulations,
and our focus is on regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Many organizations that we ally with handle budget and taxes. We mostly concentrate on the regulatory side of the of big government.
And today we're talking about the Paris Agreement that President Trump just pulled us out of. When I think about how small businesses and big companies have not been given credit for buying updated updated furnaces and updated equipment, new motors, inventing new technologies, all the things that our petroleum industry has done with the fracking and all that to open up new volumes of new finds of natural gas, all of that has contributed to lowering our footprint significantly as we have tripled our economy. And if you listen to the zealots, the climate change zealots, the argument is not whether the climate is changing or not. The argument to me is, well, why aren't you giving America credit for what we've already done?
Yes, well, you know, a big part of the environmental movement that supports the Paris Agreement also wants to ban hydraulic fracturing.
Yeah.
There's this anti-fracking movement. And the thing is that the United States has reduced carbon dioxide emissions more rapidly than any other industrial country during the last decade.
Yeah.
And the reason is that despite the best efforts of the environmental movement and the Obama administration, our oil and gas industry, working primarily on state land rather mm-hmm. than federal land and private land, has found ways to produce oil and gas from rock. And so this made natural gas prices fall dramatically, and then made natural gas much more competitive as an electricity fuel
and
than
burns
coal,
clean,
and that's what
cleaner.
Brought down our emissions.
Yep. So it burns.
So it was the free market at work, folks. You know, it was American ingenuity and
but none of that
didn't think were possible.
But Marlo, that's
getting
never
around
mentioned.
Federal impediments.
That's not mentioned in the reporting, though. See, the reporting is all about how ignorant people like you and me and President Trump are because we want to pull out of the Paris Agreement, and there's no, when you don't give credit to people who are actually making something happen, that should be that like holding it out as an example for a new climate change agreement. Instead of that, they're completely leaving that out, and to me that shows you where they really are, what their intentions really are, and how bankrupt their argument is. Now, I want you to talk to the audience a little bit about where small business owners would be if we stayed in Paris.
Well, see, the plan was for Hillary Clinton to be president. This agreement was always kind of a house of cards or a political crapshoot, if you will, because President Obama figured that Hillary would be president and maybe even that the Democrats would regain the Senate. And then all of Obama's climate policies that President Trump is now unwinding, plus many others, would be implemented. And those would raise electricity prices, make gasoline more expensive,
mm-hmm.
and put a huge drag on the economy. And so it would hold back all business, including small business, maybe especially small business. And so that's how that was supposed to work.
Right.
But fortunately, the wheels are falling off the bus.
Well, that's exactly right. And folks, you start to see that, and if there's one thing, Marlo, that small business owners don't need, we don't need more headwinds. We need fewer headwinds because small business is already under enough pressure from everything else. Hey, Marlo, good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you so much, Jim. It was a real pleasure.
Marlo Lewis, Jr., ladies and gentlemen, with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. I encourage you to go there and check them out and support the work that they do. They do good work. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.